Hey everybody, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Phoenix, where I'm on my last business trip of the year. Very exciting. Today we're going to talk about something that the Russians and the Chinese are doing against Finland, of all places. We've had two big events over the course of the last few weeks. Number one, the Russians started funneling illegal migrants from Central Asia and South Asia into the Finnish border. Clearly, this was intentional. Clearly, it was premeditated, because you don't go from having less than one person a day to almost 1,000 in an area that is the Russians consider a security zone. Second, this one's hilarious. The Chinese with the container ship New Polar Bear, makes more sense in Mandarin, dropped their anchor in the Gulf of Finland between Finland and Estonia, and then proceeded to drag the anchor on the seabed for about 20 miles until they severed a telecommunications cable and damaged a pipeline. It was an electricity transmission. Anyway, damaged some cable, damaged a pipeline. Again, that's not something that happens by accident. And in both cases, the Russians and the Chinese are kind of going like, what are you going to do about it? And it's not clear exactly what anyone is going to do about it, because it's one of those definitely less than war scenarios. So we've got three things going on here. First is, this is practice for the Russians and the Chinese. They've never really functionally cooperated before. They've certainly never coordinated their actions. But in doing two things in different theaters versus the same country that has managed to displease the Russians of late by joining NATO, this is practice for kind of a larger scale. The U.S. does not consider itself capable of being involved in two major military operations at the same time, even though one would be naval in China and one would be on the land in Ukraine, but, you know, putting that to the side. So anything that forces the United States to look in two directions at once is kind of a win in and of itself, even if nothing comes from it. Second, there is the issue of implications for action, and we're already seeing NATO countries changing their naval patrol patterns to look out for things like the Chinese, because, you know, when you're dragging your anchor for 20 miles, it's not like that is a normal bit of operation. Oh, by the way, they found the anchor. They've matched it to the vessel in question. So the Chinese are, you know, doing their normal obfuscation and lying thing, but the Finns and the Estonians really have no doubt as to what went down here. But then there's the third issue, and that's the target choice. Now, until recently, Finland was officially a neutral country because it was terrified of facing the Soviet Union and then eventually the Russians. It's not that they think they're weak, it's that they know that they're outnumbered. So if you go back to World War II, the Finnish chapter of that conflict was called the Winter War. And when Stalin's troops came in, they were massacred in the winter conflict, looking at 20 to 41 casualty ratios throughout the winter. But when the snows finally went away, and the advantage of just being able to ski through the Russian forces went away, the Finns were forced to sue for peace and accept a deal that gave up territory on which about a quarter of their population pre-war lived. It's something the Finns have never really forgotten. And so ever since then, the Finnish military has basically prepared for one fight: what happens when the Russians finally come. But this is a creative country that has shown that it can punch well above its weight. It arguably has the most effective military in terms of per capita in NATO. And they're starting to train with NATO now that they're members. And they just kicked everybody's ass in the biathlon competition last winter, which, you know, they're terrifying, because that's one of the reasons why the casualty ratios were so high, because these are all natural sharpshooters and these are all natural ski folks. Anyway, also, when the Finns are involved, it's not just the Finns. They've got their kind of little brothers, if you will, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. But more importantly, they get along excellently with their other Scandinavian cousins in Denmark and Sweden and Norway. You know, the Vikings, not to mention excellent relations with the United Kingdom and now the United States. So basically what the Russians have done is pick someone that they thought was on the fringe. They thought was alone, but it kind of is representative of the fact that Russian decision-making at the diplomatic and security level has really broken down. They've kind of forgotten that even Stalin was a little bit scared of the Finns, and so they fucked around. And now they're going to find out.